Now, let's review the changes to federal performance reporting that have occurred as a result of the shift from WEA legislation to WEOA. Educational gain under WEA could only be demonstrated by a student taking a post-assessment and achieving a score that denoted an educational functioning level gain from the first assessment. Students did not have to exit the program to be included in this cohort. However, students that entered the program at a high adult secondary education level were not included in the cohort as they could not show an educational gain on a post-test. Under WEOA, educational gain is now referred to as measurable skill gains and can be achieved by a student via three different methods. A, achieving an EFL gain based on post-testing, like before. B, attaining a secondary credential by the end of the program year. Or C, exiting the program and entering a post-secondary education or training institution by the end of the program year. A student can only get credit for one of the three methods for each POP. So a student with one period of participation that gets both an EFL gain and a secondary credential will not get credit for two matches for measurable skill gains.